2 Corinthians, starting at verse 11 in the third chapter. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. It's concerning the law and then what we have now. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Amen. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Everybody say, the Lord is that Spirit. Capital S-P-I-R-I-T. That's the same as saying the Lord is God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. There are two classes of people in the world. There's more than that, of course, but these two that I want to talk about is the group that can't look you in the eye, and others that have no problem staring you down. You know, there are some that just can't take it if there's pressure, and then there are others who like to apply the pressure. It's two different groups. And sometimes it's good to just realize, look, we don't have any reason to hide our faces. We don't have any reason to be afraid of anything. Because we have the Spirit of the Lord in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. We should not be ashamed to look at any circumstance and proclaim the victory and the power and the glory that is ours to be able to manifest through that Spirit, where we find liberty to be something beyond what we may have been before we found this liberty. Now, I had a tendency to be shy and bashful. Believe it or not, I did. I was mean, but I was shy. I was bashful. I couldn't speak in a public gathering without just getting real nervous. My throat would get dry. My heart would beat fast. I couldn't find words to say because I was scared to look at the people. Might have been a lot of reasons why I was scared, but I was scared to look at the people. Amen. And it was easier for me to talk to them with my eyes closed. Just as, you know, sometimes it's just easier to do that. Even when we sing or testify, somebody asked me some time ago, why do you people sing and talk with your eyes closed so much? Well, it's none of nobody's business, you know. Close my eyes and talk if I want to. Amen. Sometimes it's easier to concentrate on what you're doing if you don't have to look at everybody that's looking at everything else. You close your eyes and you can pretend they're paying attention. Amen. But there are a lot of reasons why we close our eyes. Sometimes it's just the old human nature coming back, that we still have that little fear of people, or that little something that we had to overcome in order to even get up here in the first place. But at least we're here where we wouldn't have been some time ago, because we couldn't even done what we do now. But it's just so much easier just to close your eyes and just talk and just sing, because you just don't have to look at the people. That's not the only reason it happens. Sometimes it's just worship. Sometimes we just pray and close our eyes and concentrate on God. So again, I say, it's nobody's business how we do it. If we close our eyes, we close them, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Or if we want to keep our eyes open. It makes me nervous if somebody looks at me very long. I went to Canada to pastor my first church, and the people up there will stare you down. They just, in Dawson Creek, British Columbia, I don't know how it is in the rest of Canada, but in Dawson Creek, British Columbia, when they see you coming, they fasten their eyes on you, their eyes stay wide open, and they watch every move you make, and they just stare at you. And I wasn't used to that. And at first when I went up there, I tried to correct it. But you can't correct something that's just been there for generations. But I remember I walked into a restaurant, and I hadn't been there long, and there was a guy just staring at me. He had his eyes wide open, just looking at me. And I walked straight toward him while he stared. And I went right up to his face. I said, "See something you like?" That didn't go over too well. He didn't even know he was looking at me. You know, just like, you know, you talk about these people that curse, they don't even know they're cursing. It's just their nature. It was just his nature just to, you know, that was their way. They look at you because that's just their way. And I had to learn that the hard way after I went there. Amen. But we don't have any reason to hide our face or be bashful or shy about what we have in this old world that we live in. God has not given us the spirit of fear. But He has opened our eyes and given us something that's sound and something to be confident about and something to know assuredly that the God we serve is the true God, the real God, and He is our friend, and He can take us to any circumstance and take us out of any situation we get ourselves into. And even if we don't know what to say, He has made it clear in His Word that we can just open our mouth and He will give us the words to say. Amen. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You're free to be real. You're free to worship God in spirit and in truth, not in some false pretense, but in spirit and in truth. There is no reason to look around and see who's watching if you want to shout hallelujah. You're free to shout hallelujah. And if it bothers somebody, you need to shout it louder. Hallelujah. We've been set free to worship God. We don't have to be ashamed to say, praise the Lord. Lift our hands. You know what? Lifting your hands and praising God and moving around a little bit is actually beautiful. And it's something that those that cannot do it and have not done it would like to be able to do. And they even rejoice when you do it, because that's really what everybody wants to be able to do. It's just that so many of us are so bound in our way that we can't open ourselves up. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, you're free to worship God. Hallelujah, you're free. So lift up those hands and don't worry about anything. Open those eyes. Lift up your voice. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dancing before the Lord is nothing to look around and wonder who's looking. Amen. If anybody's looking, if you're entertaining them, that's their problem. Just go ahead and dance, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom to dance. Freedom to clap your hands. Freedom to praise God. Hallelujah. This is not a ministry of condemnation. We're not here to find fault with each other. We find hope when we meet together. This is all about hope and faith and confidence and love. And looking forward to something good that's going to happen no matter where we are now or where we've been. God is the one that's able to make things better as we take that next step. We're not condemning one another because of the way we have been. But we're praising God for the liberty that we have regardless of how we've been. When we get to this place to worship God, nobody's restricted. No matter what you were, no matter what you are, no matter how you are, no matter what you've done, where the Spirit of the Lord is, you are set free. And the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. There is now no condemnation. Now, no condemnation. Hallelujah. Amen. There might have been some condemnation, but not now. Because the Spirit of the Lord is moving in this place. And if you're here, you can't be here with condemnation in your life because the heat is on. You either have to get right or get out. And who wants to get out of this lovely atmosphere? Who wants to leave this wonderful presence of God that is drawing us? It's not pushing us away. Regardless of what we thought, what we did, how we acted, what we said, or what we were involved in, the Spirit of the Lord is here offering you hope and peace and love and drawing you because the blood of the Lamb of God has set you free from condemnation. That's why we shouldn't judge each other anymore, according to the Word of God, because we don't know what we're judging. We may be sitting here holding some kind of a grudge against somebody because we know what they did when Jesus doesn't even think about it anymore because He separated it as far as the east is from the west, forgiving them, giving them a clean start, and it's not even to ever be remembered against them again. And here we sit as a judge when Jesus Christ Himself has already had mercy on their soul. Hallelujah. Because who the Son has set free is free indeed. And our judgment won't make a change in that. Therefore, seeing that we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Amen. And it's easy to say, yeah, those poor people out there are lost because we're not preaching to them. That's not necessarily what this is talking about. It may be hidden to the one that's standing here trying to proclaim it, who don't really have the ability to look people in the eye and say it like it is. Not realizing how set free we really are. Free to be a witness. Free to proclaim the powerful Word of God. Free to rebuke devils. And admonish the unruly. And to offer hope no matter what they've done. And still be standing there as a friend regardless of what they may have tried to do. With love and perseverance and caring and forgiveness and mercy and compassion. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Amen. It could be to the very ones that are trying to preach it, that they are so lost and trying to figure out what to do, that they don't really realize how powerful this gospel really is. There is no reason for any Jesus name Holy Ghost preacher to be timid. And if you are, there's something that's not quite out in the open yet. Because what you have is more powerful than any enemy on the face of the earth that could rise up in your face. There's no reason for any person filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, to not be able to look you in the eye and praise God for liberty and victory. And be able to be at freedom to just raise those hands and praise God. Our church should never get so set in our ways that praising God loosely and freely seems to be a thing of the past. We need to be able to shake ourselves a little bit. Some of you young kids in this place don't know what it is to be an apostolic.
seen the church at Norwich so loose in the spirit that we don't care anymore. They have grown up with cameras, computers, and a form of worship that has truth in it. But if we really do what we are commissioned to do, and we really get set free like we are told to get set free through the Spirit of our God, these kids are going to think we've gone nuts. We are free to lay hands on the sick and see them recover and not be surprised when they do. Hallelujah. We are set free to see miracles happen around us and raise our hands and roll in the floor and jump and shout and say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and not worry about how it messes our hair up or our clothes get wrinkled. We are set free to speak in tongues and prophesy. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him together. Apostolic Holy Ghost filled, Jesus' name, Spirit of the Lord, free ambassadors to worship our God in spirit and in truth, with open face, unashamed to be what we are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to those of us who are not doing it. Let's stand to our feet and praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, help us. Help us to be set free. And stop paying so much attention to how we look, how we feel, or how it seems, or how it's breaking the pattern of what we've always been. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to be set free. Give us liberty, God, that's in your spirit and in your word and your power and your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? After a period of years, people that have been raised in church and become like a family and all enjoying being together a lot of time tend to become judgmental when somebody really gets excited and lets God have His way in their life. We sit back as inspectors trying to analyze. I wonder if this is really of God or not. Hallelujah. And they come and they go. And they don't know why it is they can't stay with us. And we like to think, well, they just didn't have what it takes. But maybe something's hidden to us that we don't realize what it is. Maybe we don't have what it takes to keep them. Because when a new person gets filled with the fire of God, they have a tendency to jump around a little bit and wave those hands a little bit. And they come among the people of God that are not doing that. They're going to be looking for a place to exercise their liberty. If they can't find it here, they're going to look for it somewhere. And if it's not here, we need to go look for it somewhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him tonight. Praise Him tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What happened to the old early morning prayer services? where people used to get down on the floor and weep and tears and puddles of tears be in the carpet because they just were in earnest with God starting off the day saying, God, I love you, I need you, and I want you. Or have we grown past that and we don't need it anymore? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. For we preach not ourselves. My shyness or my backwardness or my bashfulness should not have anything to do with what I'm preaching. Hallelujah. When it comes to this gospel, it's time to deny ourselves. It's time to overcome this flesh. When it comes to the things of God, it's time to grow up and let God be God and forget about the way we always have been. Let's all come around the front. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus. And ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think it's time for us to more than ever let Jesus shine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let Jesus shine. Let the presence of the Lord be that that we long for and that we have to have. Let the power of God be our goal in everything that we do, that we may see the demonstration and the working of the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it's good to take inventory and see what you have left. See what we've got left to start with again. The storms have come. The looters have come. Some things are not where they used to be. But look, we still got Jesus. We still got Jesus. We still got Jesus. And He can restore and put back what the looters have taken away, what the cankerworm has taken, what the storms have taken, what the devil has taken. God can replace it, and our shelves can be full again, and our worship and our praise can go forth again, and we can spring forth like the early morning dew. We can be there again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost will fall upon all those that enter into this place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Set us free, God. Set us free. Lord, help us to be free to worship You in spirit and in truth. Not concerned, not worried, not fearful, but let us have that liberty that's in the Spirit of our Lord. Let us manifest it, exercise it, yield to it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is real. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is real. God is real. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Worship Him. Break through all the barriers. Worship Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us to see. Help us to see ourselves. Help us to see what You want us to see. Help us to be honest with ourselves, God. Help us to pour our hearts out before You, Lord, in true confession and true humility. Help us, Lord, to analyze what we are and not be under condemnation, but be set free from all guilt and shame and be free to worship our God with open face, beholding ourselves as people of God, not ashamed to proclaim Your word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, doesn't it feel good to just let God do a work in your life? Doesn't it feel good just to let God take charge? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Thank you, Jesus. And that doesn't mean it has to be only when that Spirit is in you. It's where the Spirit of the Lord is. And you're where the Spirit of the Lord is right now. And He's with you and shall be in you. And shall be in you and with you. And you're at perfect liberty. Thank you, Jesus, to let Him have His way. What you can't do, He will do. What you can't be, He will be. The answers you don't have, He has. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It's not all in shouting. It's not all in jumping. It's not all in body movement.
Thank you, Jesus.
But neither is that to be ignored when we give ourselves to God. And neither is it to be held back. When that hand wants to go up, we need to let it go up. When that tongue wants to speak as God gives it the utterance, we need to let it go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When those legs want your body to stand up, it needs to just stand you up. And don't hold back. Let it happen. When you feel like just kind of jumping around a little bit, that's the Spirit of the Lord giving you the liberty and the freedom. You have to overcome the flesh in order to dance before the Lord. You have to overcome the flesh in order to lift up your hands and wave them unto God. You have to overcome the flesh to clap your hands to the Lord. You have to overcome the flesh to yield your members to the Lord in every way. That's what the Spirit of the Lord helps us do. Overcome your flesh. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. When the Spirit wants to jump and shout, you need to let your flesh go with it. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You'll never praise God too much.